The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this or any broadcast belong solely to our guests or our hosts. These broadcasts do not represent or reflect the views of their employers, sponsors, or affiliated organizations.
Welcome to the Flipboard EDU podcast with your host, William Jeffrey, where we collaborate, communicate, and educate with the greatest educators in the world on Flipboard. Let's start the show.
Welcome back, Flipboard fam. This is your favorite coach, Coach Jeffrey. One of the biggest challenges for teachers lately is organizing curriculum and having meaningful conversations online with students in a safe environment. Aside from technical difficulties and security challenges, online instruction, as offered by most learning management systems, often lack social-emotional interaction. Enter Microsoft Teams for Education, an excellent one-stop shop for security, safety, and supporting student engagement. In this episode, Bhavani Kola, mathematics and statistics instructor at Tarrant Junior College in Texas, and Kimberly Barrett, English teacher at Callaway County High School in Kentucky, help me explain why Microsoft Teams for Education just works in the 21st century classroom. So like we always do about this time, let's collaborate, communicate, and educate with the best educators in the world right here on Flipboard EDU Podcast. Welcome back, Flipboard fam. This is your favorite coach, Coach Jeffrey. I have two amazing guests here. I have Kimberly Barrett and Bhavani Kola. Let's give them a round of applause. You guys probably can't hear that, but I can. It's beautiful. Kimberly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, wow. Well, I've been teaching. This is my 25th year. I have taught grade 6 through 12 and love it. I still am in love with teaching, believe it or not. I know people get jaded, but now this year could be the year. I may have to add, this could be the year that I could finally see a little jaded. But and I have been venturing into the world of personalized learning. So I've enjoyed that. I've been learning quite a bit in that world. I'm a mother of two, married to my husband for 24 years, have my master's degree in English and history, a bachelor of arts degree, and my national board certification. So I love everything education. I'm kind of a geek.
Gotcha. And before I move on from you, you shared a little something with me off air that you are a fan of a particular football team, and that football team would be...
Yes, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. Tonight was our opening game, and I was like, what? But I was so excited to do this with you that I was like, sure.
You're so sweet. Yes. And that's horrible that you like such a horrible team. So we're going to move on to Miss
Spoilers.
I had to throw that jab in there. Bhavani Kola, thank you for coming on the show, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Yes. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself, please.
I've been teaching math for probably 18 years now. I teach higher education, and I do enjoy teaching higher education. And this is all I've been doing, and this is all I know how to do. I do have a degree in master's in mathematics and electrical engineering, and I enjoy teaching. I tell my students, I teach them life lessons using math, because as soon as they come into a math class, guess what? Oh my God, I hate math. That's what we get on day one. So I try to use humor in my classes. I try. And again, it's higher education, so I have students of different diversity and different mindsets. So it's hard, but definitely a challenge, and I love it.
I would be one of those students that would walk into your class and say, I hate math, just specifically. Wow. It just never was nice to me. I don't know why.
I know. That's what students say. I think it's the connection with your teacher more than the subject. You like your teacher, you like your subject. Trust me.
Yeah, you are 100% right on that. That is correct. I'm going to go back to Kimberly. Kimberly, talk to our listeners about why you use Microsoft Teams and why.
Oh, well, you know, it's a funny story about Microsoft Teams, because I was in the district I'm in now for 14 years. And then I switched because the current or a school that I was working in, they were not moving in a direction that I wanted to go in. And I thought, well, I will try this personalized learning approach. And so a neighboring county was doing this. I got to travel, go different places, and I saw many things. And one of the things, like in D.C., I went to just around the United States. And one of the things that I noticed was this collaboration. We're headed in this world of collaboration, and it's going to get more and more, and the one-on-one mentoring. And I really like that concept. So when I had an opportunity to get one-on-one with kids and sit down and talk with them, I was getting my Google certification. And so when I came back to my home county, this is where I live, but this is not where I went to school, I was very hesitant about Microsoft Teams. And I did not want to switch, so I'm the first to tell you that. And so the reason I use Microsoft Teams in the classroom is because I truly do love it. Like, I'm a geek about it, as a matter of fact, because I have tried other things, and I've seen different platforms, I've seen different learning management systems, I've been different places, and I am just telling you, Microsoft has it streamlined, man. And that's what I like about it. I like the fact that they just get better and better and better, and the opportunities, I feel like I'm making a commercial now, they're endless.
Bhavani, why do you use Microsoft Teams and in your classroom?
I have to agree to what Kimberly said. It's the collaboration, and it kind of mimics the social media interface that we are in right now. And students, especially the millennials, they don't like long emails. You could be doing the best email in the world, but trust me, they don't read an email. A quick emoji will get their attention. That's the main reason I use Teams. It mimics social media interface, and it's quick. They kind of respond with likes and dislikes. You put a test announcement, you get a lot of dislikes. You put a review, you get a lot of likes. And the one thing I like is I can call my students and not knowing their numbers. They can text me any time of the day. Because I teach higher education, I have parents who work in the night and they want a quick review, probably 6 o'clock in the evening or, you know, just 10 minutes. But them knowing that they can access the instructor with the click of a button makes a lot of difference to them. And I'm being accessible to them. And do not forget the inclusive and accessibility check every walk of Microsoft. The immersive reader is there everywhere. So these are the features I really enjoy. And I think they are the plus point, especially with this pandemic and everything going online. You need a backup. You need a support. You need someone else other than your instructor to tell you what's going on.
Yes, I agree with you, ladies, 100%. Now, something that I did not share with our listeners, I have not shared this with my listeners at all. The reason why we all are together is because we're all Microsoft Educator experts. And that's I'm actually going off script a little bit, but that's not something that I mentioned that I am. And I have my own personal reasons for doing it because within the COVID era, I'm an assistant principal and I know we had to move to a blended learning format. And so for the respect of my teachers, I don't want them to think that I was not new to teaching synchronously and asynchronously. I went ahead and rejoined Microsoft. I was a Microsoft Innovative Expert in 2017. I was lucky enough to come back with this good group. And then I was lucky enough to get you ladies on the show. How does Teams benefit you and your students?
This is what, when we use a different LMS, let's say using a Canvas or D2L, there is a structure to it. And I have to teach my students how to get into it. But with Teams, it's kind of user-friendly. And it has all the benefits that students are used to. And what gets them is the social media interface. I had a collaboration with my students. When I do it on a regular learning management system, when I ask them to put a picture or, you know, do something that students know who you are, I only get 50% of the participation. With Teams, it was just, they know what they're doing. So I had 100% of my students introducing themselves, liking one another's and putting these funny emojis and stickers and everything. So they enjoy it. I mean, it's higher ed. I enjoy doing it too. It's like, it's personal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I like that. And Kimberly, what about you? How does Teams benefit you and your students?
Well, my situation's a little different because my kids, my target group, they're freshmen. So you can imagine in high school. And They're fun. I mean, they, at first, you know, the learning curve, they were used to a different platform. And so the features that they were given, these unlimited features of, I mean, they're smarter than we are. Yeah. Let's just face it. And they were able to quickly create their own channels, and they were getting in there. I mean, we have had situations of students taking over our meetings. Above all, what I have found is once I have figured out that they are a little bit smarter, I put them on a task, and so I've been able to use it in the classroom for that reason. We collaborate, smiling, the interface with our distance learners especially. You know, I have so many children from all different walks of life. We live in a university town, Murray State University, got to throw in those racers. And that's one of the things we get a lot of professionals and their children that move in from everywhere. It's very nice to have the different languages. It's nice to have the different features for that, but also to make us feel like we're a small community. They can get in their team. It's private. No one sees it. No one can interact with us besides the people I let in.
Yeah.
We can communicate, but I can videotape our meetings, and I feel safe as well, because you can't be too careful in the 21st century, you know? And so I really like that feature. I like feeling safe myself. I like to invite grandma in there. I like to take over the screen and show them, you know, here's where you click and here's where you go. I just have found that it's user friendly and much easier in the classroom.
Kimberly, what tips and tricks can you share with some of the teachers who have now felt the passion from you and Bhavani? Like, what tips and tricks that you've learned that you could just really share with some of our listeners?
I say just take the risk, because at first you're going to be a little hesitant. You're going to be nervous. And sometimes we try to just like eat the whole cookie, and you can't do that. You have to start small. I am not that person. I am like, oh, I want to do the MIE expert. So what I do is I take all the classes, and you don't have to do that. You can start small, you know, start with what you know, but give it a shot, because the interface is so user-friendly for the kids. It is social. And just as we were talking about, I mean, the kids automatically will respond with those smiles. Even if they're having a bad day, you can privately chat and just say, hope everything's better. Just even if you recommend that to a colleague, that to me is just hands down helpful. And on a side note, there is this little interface with whatever you use to track your grades in your school district where you can just toggle back. In our district, we use something called Infinite Campus. We can just hit that little toggle button, and it automatically reports our grades straight to that system for us. And that is
That's nice. I wish we had Infinite Campus. Yeah, that sounds really cool. Bhavani, let's look at what are some of the tips and tricks that you can share.
There are certain features in Teams that I absolutely love. Keeping in mind that we are going online and everything is asynchronous for us. Recognition, praising. The praise app is what I love in my classes. I have a separate channel for shout outs. That's the name of a channel. And I tag my students, and I tag my team, and I tag the group, and that's when I praise my students. In addition to the praise feature, I also like the quick Poly, where I can ask the question and there's instant feedback. And I also like tagging my students. They kind of get the social media feel in it. And private chat. I had a student call me while I was in a coffee shop. I said, Miss, can I talk to you now? I said, well, now that you call, let's go ahead. So that instant connection with your instructor and not thinking, okay, I got to go to my computer, email them. That instant feedback is what the generation is looking for right now. And that's what I love.
Yes. And Bhavani, also, too, I'm just giving you a little shout out because when I got you on the show, you sent me a YouTube playlist and you was like, can we use this? And I was like, oh, yes, we can. Talk to us about your YouTube playlist with those tips and tricks that you have.
So I started learning Microsoft Teams and I started training my colleagues. And there were simple questions, just like our students. The same question keeps repeating again and again. So I thought, you know what? If they're having so many questions, there could be a lot of instructors around the world that have questions. And to my surprise, I started the channel 2 months ago, and right now I have 1.5 subscribers. I don't know from where, but they've been constantly sending me requests. Can you do this? Can you do that? And I've been enjoying. And the Bitmoji is the craze right now. So anything Bitmoji and Teams, they love it. And I really am enjoying educating other educators. I think that's the whole beauty of being an educator, you can educate anyone anywhere.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, we all.
Yeah, and it's fun to learn from one another.
It is. It is. Very fun. Very fun. And I'm learning a lot from both of you. Just, you know, with the praise channel, I really think that's very powerful, because especially in the COVID era, that face-to-face interaction that we don't really get, that we crave as human beings, that praise thing is like very huge. And also, like Kimberly, what you said, just jump right in. Have the attitude where you don't have to hold back. Like, jump in with your students, because I'm a freshman principal, so I know they enjoy the fact that that you allow them to
explore. Love interaction.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. That is great. Question: what feature, if you had to pick a feature that you had to give, you had like 25 seconds or 30 seconds and you want to like drop a bomb, like which feature would be your favorite feature?
I love my students. Who doesn't like recognition? Praise is the topmost. Praise them. That is another way of encouraging them, motivating them, telling them you care. So praise it is.
Praise. All right.
My favorite is the meet. I love face-to-face meetings with families. I used to teach online, BFP Kids in China, and I love that feel. I like seeing families, and so it has been so much fun for me to just meet families, see grandma, grandpa, whoever around the kitchen table, and talk with them, and I feel like it's just a different level of learning. And so that has been the feature that I've enjoyed the most. I enjoyed it during COVID, and I'm still enjoying it. I had a meeting today with a young man that it was just neat to see him on his couch. His little aunt was there, and we just were able to talk, and he's special needs, and we were able to just meet him where he was and what he needed from me at that moment. And it was really neat. I love that feature.
And I love this feature too, because I can see you, I can see your faces. And although we have never really met, I feel like we kind of know each other. You know, I feel very like your smiling face, like you guys must be some excellent educators, because I'm paying attention. So that's that's a good thing. And that's what brings my attention to it. This brings us to the end of our show. Kimberly, where can our listeners find you at? And are you doing anything special?
I have been playing around with Sway and playing with putting all my lesson plans for my kids into a Sway presentation. And my kids like that, and they're able to follow it. I teach language arts, and so I'm trying to get them to do book presentations. And so I like to, everything I do, I try to model for the kids so that they'll eventually do the presentation. And they have been enjoying that. And so I like that. I didn't say this, but I love the voice feature where I can do the audio. So I've been able to add audio to my lesson plan. So I have my little Bitmoji classroom, you know, shout out to Bitmoji. And so I have my little Bitmoji classroom that I have put within my Sway presentation, and I love that. So you can find me at Callaway County School District, and that is kimberly.barrett@callaway.kyschool.us. And I'm assuming you'll probably put that somewhere. So.
Yes. I most definitely
was going to add one more thing, and this is kind of weird, but I have been also trying to get stuff so streamlined so that I'm just a click away, because our district has a lot of information, just like all districts do. And I wanted it to be like, besides just Teams, just like a quick little app. And so I've also been using a little bit with Linktree. I don't know if you're familiar with Linktree.
Yeah,
and so it's like, I'm just like this little app for the kids that they've just saved on their screen, and they don't really love that always, because now they have no excuses.
Yeah.
And I'm like, get that little out, and they'll pull it up and they're like, and so they hear my voice and it tells them the lessons, but it's helpful for my kids, especially if they have any kind of issues that they need things repeated multiple times.
Yes. Excellent. Bhavani, where can our guests find you, and are you doing anything special?
You can find me on YouTube. My channel is Face to Face to Online Transition. And if you're an educator listening to me, you have any requests, go ahead, put it out there. I'll try my best to make a video and educate one another. So that's how we spread the joy of education and passion of learning.
Yes.
It is joyful.
It is. And
it
really
is.
Yes, I want to thank you, excellent Microsoft Innovative Educator expert. I've learned so much from listening to you all talk. I hope that you will come back on my show and let's talk about Sway.
Yes, I love Sway. Hey, I'm telling you, that's my new passion, really, to be honest. I love it.
Yeah, I like Sway too. But I really appreciate you ladies coming on, and thank you for all that you do educating our students, especially in this pandemic. And we don't thank educators enough. So I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's time for Flip Tips. And today's Flip Tip is brought to you by my homegirl, Terry Porter, and her blog on Medium.com entitled, Your Flipboard Magazine Cover is a Front Door. The cover of your Flipboard magazine is a way into your content. So just like someone selling a home wants a pretty front door to encourage people to come inside of their house and look around, you want a compelling Flipboard magazine cover that will have people flipping your content. The cover is a focal point of your magazine, and just like the first 5 minutes of a good lesson, an engaging Flipboard magazine cover is your hook. You can read more about Terry's article on her blog on Medium.com and flip also into our Flipboard EDU podcast magazine. Thanks, Terry.
Subscribe to our Flipboard EDU podcast magazine. Flipboard EDU podcast is a great resource for teachers, students, and administrators.
Well, that brings us to the end of our show. Flipboard fam, thank you for listening. I also want to give a special thanks to my new friends, Bhavani Kola and Kimberly Barrett, my fellow Microsoft Innovative Educator experts. Today, we just, you know, talked about Teams and how Teams is just a really good tool to use in the classroom. Next week, we're going to have Science with Tom, a good friend of mine, Tom McFadden. If you hadn't checked out his YouTube channel, you're missing it. Hey, thank you for coming on the show, ladies. Also, special shout out to my good friends, Stacey Boudry and Dr. Michael Milstead. They are working with their districts, getting COVID going. Hopefully, they'll be back on soon. And just a shout out to all the rest of the teachers that are working hard. And as a matter of fact, I also want to give a shout out to my school district, Columbia Brazoria ISD. Thank you all for listening. And thank you for sharing the podcast. I do see the spikes. And hey, we're going to get through this COVID situation together, everybody. All right. Until next time. See you later.